Are you looking to grow? Are you looking to be able to understand what real discipleship is? Or do you have a church or a body of believers that are looking for something to help you get past just the normal Bible study to actually be able to apply the Word of God? Well, we have a book for you. It's called Embracing the Truth. Go to tswrightspeaks.com. Message me and get your copy today. Again, tswrightspeaks.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and have a blessed day. Welcome to the message today with T.S. Wright Speaks. Here is today's message that is going to be taken about the Tree of Life. Now, the Tree of Life is not just a symbol, but it's an actual tree in which God provides eternal life. If you eat of it, you receive eternal life. Here's the thing. There is a lot of messaging in the Bible about this, and we're going to give you a few passages today and to understand how this Tree of Life works and why it is so important to us. So let's start with Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. We're talking about the church in Ephesus. And if you listen to our message from Sunday, we actually had this very verse in there. We're going to elaborate on that. Here we go. Verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who overcomes, I will grant the right to eat from the tree of life in the paradise of God. That means this tree of life, we are granted the right to eat from it once we have Jesus Christ. And we talked about in the last message. But let's elaborate on this by going back to Genesis chapter 3. Let's start with verse 22. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. So remember, Adam and Eve have already eaten from the tree of good and knowledge, and have already been basically received their consequences from God. However, there's another consequence coming. And God keeps going, and he says, and now lest he reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. So he drove out the man and stationed cherubim on the east side of the Garden of Eden, along with a whirling sword of flame to guard the way to the Tree of Life. So remember this, Tree of Life, there's a reason God kept Adam and Eve from eating from it. And it was actually to protect them. Here's the thing. Had they eaten from the tree of life, they would have been in this sinful state forever. You heard it again. You hear this, and you're hearing this again. They would have become eternally bound in their sin. There would have been no chance for redemption. It would have been taken from them. So guess what? This is why God banishes them from the garden. So that way they have the opportunity to be able to be cleansed, then eat from the tree of life. That's why God eventually gives you the right to eat from the tree of life once you receive Christ, because then you do want to live forever, because you're in a cleansed state and you're in favor with God. That's a big deal. We don't want to be sealed forever until we have Christ who cleanses us from our sin. So God sees us as a perfect vessel, and we're made perfect through Christ, not of ourselves, but through Jesus. Let's jump over to Revelation chapter 22. And I always find this fascinating. Let's start with verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. It says, then the angel showed me a river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the main street of the city. On either side of the river stood a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit and yielding a fresh crop for each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. So this tree of life is incredibly powerful. It heals nations. It gives people eternal life. It always yields a fresh crop each month. It has 12 kinds of fruit. Imagine a tree that produces 12 kinds of fruit. You know, it's been hypothesized that the actual tree of life, that fruit doesn't exist anymore, at least here on earth, or at least it's not in existence on earth as of right now. It may have been at one time, but that it was destroyed. It's also been hypothesized that before the flood, before the great flood that Noah and his family was spared from, that that tree of life actually physically existed, but that it might have been destroyed in the flood. It does not say that in the Word of God. It's been hypothesized, and I don't want to say that that is a fact, but it is a possibility, and there's all kinds of fun possibilities that you can explore on your own, and if you have time and want to dig that deep. But remember this, this tree of life exists, and we don't want to eat from it until we have Christ. And these verses really bring that out, because if you realize that in Revelation 22, all this stuff has already happened, and now the people who are eternally sealed with Jesus, that means they have been buried, they were buried, and their old self has died, and they've been raised with Christ. They've been resurrected with Christ. Because Christ resurrected, they've resurrected, because they embraced Jesus as their Savior and Lord and King. And so now they eat from this tree and they're eternally sealed forever. They get this amazing fruit, all right? And so it's there for us, but we don't want to eat of it until we receive Jesus. Thank you for joining today. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.